my gosh. Hey, Shane. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
So, we're just waiting on the rest of the plastics to arrive.
The plastics? Girl, this is not Regina, and we are not the Mean Girls.
Listen, I'ma name our clique whatever I'ma fucking want, okay? And we're the plastics. I'ma dub us the plastics, okay?
Okay.
So what's good?
Nothing much. Just went on a nice walk in the cold wind like a mother idiot.
No.
I'm trying not to curse
it. You to river them with them cold walks. Couldn't do it. Hey, Shannon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I don't know what that Happy New Year was for, because the New Year is almost 20-some days in.
Come on. I mean, this is literally our first show for
2021. Right! And I'm so excited.
Absolutely, I'm excited as well. Someone just wants to start off by just wishing all of y'all Happy New Year. They're still waiting on Sanjay.
I thought he was
fashionably late.
Shannon, Robin referred to us as the Mean Girls, that we're the plastics.
Excuse me?
I said that.
Excuse me? Robin?
Yeah, Mr. Said that.
Robin refers to us as the plastics from Mean Girls.
Us meaning you and me, or you, me, and Sanjay?
All of us.
Wow, Robin, that was a low blow.
Including him. Including
him. And I just flipped my hair. Flipped my hair at you.
Okay, ma'am. So, I wonder if I should just start and then just allow Jace just stroll in as she usually does.
Okay. We're 3 minutes in, so decide.
Right? Anyways, let's just kick this off, definitely. All right, so, you know, welcome back to our first episode of 21. We're definitely ready to get this show on the road. This is We Got Issues, where we talk about issues that is real to us. You know, my name is Robin, and I'm gonna definitely let my other co-host, you know, just introduce himself. Take it away. Hello, who did not introduce himself?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was not. Well, I'm Shane. I am happy to be back. I'm the least talkative one on this podcast, so.
Not anymore.
Why not anymore?
Shane, you're introducing yourself. Go ahead.
I'm finished. I want to know why you said that.
Hi, my name is Shannon, and I am very outspoken, as you guys already know. And I get to the point, and I stick to the point.
I'm sorry for being late.
No problem, Sanjay. So, you know, our other guest has arrived. So, Sanjay, the floor is yours. You know, introduce yourself for the new listeners that we have going into the new season, into the new year.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sanjay. I'm just here to learn, to adapt, and to tell you guys what I know and to have fun, because I think I'm the jovial one of the group. So,
is that so?
It's nice to meet everyone. Right, Shannon.
Right, Sanjay.
We're Shane.
Anyways, guys. So we're now full bloom into the Aquarius season.
My season. Woo!
Are you an Aquarius?
My moon sign is an Aquarius. I'm Aquarius moon.
Oh, okay.
But you know what is so funny? Like, my moon sign is actually a Sag. I'm a Sag moon.
Really?
So yeah,
I can see. I could say that well, because you look like a full blown fire sign.
Full blown fire.
I'll give Shannon an earth moon, because Shannon see him chill when he wants to be.
So for me, I always enjoy the Sagittarius into Capricorn into Aquarius into Pisces into Aries. Those are my top seasons. Right? The other seasons, trash. But those seasons for me, best. No. I'm not talking like that. I'm just saying, like, for me, the experience during those particular seasons are top tier, you know, cause you know yeah, I don't know what the fuck I mean, but what I'm trying to get into, right, is how has the new year been so far? How about you, Sanjay? What's the tea? What's been going on since the new year?
The new year for me is just been chill. I'm just trying to adapt what I learned from last year into the new year. So for me, it's not been a rocky start, nor it's just been a chill start for me from then till now. I'm just trying to lay low, see what I can do, keep stuff private, work on some stuff, and then just come up when it's time to come up. So for me, it's just been chill.
So you sound like you charge up, huh? Ready for the year by storm, Dua Sanjay.
I am, but I'm trying to do it differently this time around, because I've learned a lot over the past few since last year. So I'm just trying to do things differently this time around. I don't want this Mercury retrograde that's coming to F me up like the last time. So I'm trying to keep it chill.
But I really understand why we have so much Mercury retrograde, but that's a different conversation at the end of the time. What about you, Shane? How has the new year been so far?
I'm still in the trial period. I'll let you know when I have settled if I'm going to keep the subscription or cancel it.
Ooh.
I like that one too.
That is so ominous. That is so ominous. Anyways, good girl, Shannon. Whopping. That's good.
Not change for me. Anything I'm gonna do for 2020, I still a push. I still a do it.
Right. Still a got you. Still a got you. Consistent is the key. Yeah, man. So, you know, we're definitely gonna get into some.
What about you, Robin?
For me. Mm-hmm. Well, I am just taking it day by day. You know, as Shannon say, I'm just in the same thing where I do, and the same thing still I do. And for me, consistent is the key. Because sometimes you have to just continue the way I do. Because when you're on the right path, going to success, you can't stray, no matter how hard the path may seem. So, you know, I just continue the way I do, because I know I'm moving in the right direction right about now. Yeah. So, as I was saying, you know, I definitely want to get into some deep stuff. I'm going to start off this show with a bang. I know that I was supposed to liaison with you, Shane, about this, and I'm sorry. Oh, girl, I was busy. But we're going to talk about eating disorders and body dysmorphia disorder. I know that's a lot to take in, but I want Shane to ease us into this conversation, and maybe we can, you know, dissect it a bit. Go ahead, Shane.
Okay. So, body dysmorphia is, I don't even know how to start this topic, because let's just be clear, it's more for the LGBTQ plus persons. You're detailing this, right, Robin?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not body dysmorphia on a whole, but pretty much the definition that I found was that body dysmorphia is usually a mental disorder. So just like how we have anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia is a mental disorder, which you can start thinking about one or more perceived defects of your flaws and appearance. So it could be a minor as I got a scar, or it could be a major thing like I feel fat, my face looks disfigured. It all depends on the person itself. But when it comes to the LGBTQ world, I feel based on what we see in the media or portrayed as people to be gay or of the community, we see these perfect physiques, and then people aspire to be these perfect physiques. And then on top of it, when we are trying to find a partner, it is usually a problem on top of it where your partner is not interested in you unless you look a certain way.
Amen.
So overall, I understand it. I may not agree with it, but I understand the persona of how someone can come with this mental disorder. And honestly, it is it boggles my mind when I was reading all of this facts yesterday. It was a whole lot to take care of.
So let me ask you a question, Shane.
Yes.
When yourself, right? Because I'm sure I don't want to speak. I would like to think that oftentimes when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we would see things, you know, maybe you may not feel so comfortable with, or you would wish that you'd want. Have you ever felt like, you know, there may be some both yourself, maybe physically, that you'd want to change?
100%. 100%. I'm not gonna even lie. I don't necessarily think I suffer from body dysmorphia, but there is a lot of things that go through my head when it comes to me personally. I'm all, like y'all know, I always tell myself constantly, I'm fat. That is, even when I was of perfect weight.
Now let's be clear. Like everybody can be affected by body dysmorphia. It's a lot more common than a lot of the persons would want to admit, because everybody has insecurities about themselves, about the body image that they have, and a lot of it is brought on by what they see in media and what they see around them. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, persons, you know, in the LGBTQ+IA are affected and impacted at a really disproportionate rate. It's true, as you mentioned, Shane, when you say that we're watching these things we're watching these shows, especially when we see somebody of, you know, the community. How do they normally look? White, twink, skinny, or buff, something. And it's not everybody can really maintain those type of body types. So a lot of persons, you know, do become insecure. Shannon, do you think that? Can you offer any type of advice for somebody who may, you know, have, you know, body insecurities? Do you have any? And how would you deal with that?
So, I think this topic hits a little bit different with me. Mainly because I grew up with a lot of different people and body types around me. So it's different because I've seen people struggle with a whole lot of different stuff about their bodies and what they would fix. And I've always said to myself, I was perfect. But while growing up, I realized that the things that I would say I'm okay with is never the things that is okay to me. And I've always said I wanted to get a nose job. That's the only thing I've wanted. I wanted to get my nose straight. I just think that I would look so better. And I've struggled with accepting my nose as how it is and how God created me. And it's really difficult saying it out loud and not to you guys, because it's always been something I've struggled with. I've never seen myself that way until probably when I became a teenager and people start saying, oh, your nose is so big, your nostrils are so open, and your insecurity starts to sink in and start to build up. And it's always high school, college, or when you become an adult is when you start building insecurity. Because when you are a child, your insecurities does not show up until you become adult, or when you start going around certain people. And it is really important that people can say, yeah, I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I love the way I am. But at the end of the day, is there's always flaws that we struggle with. There's always something that we want to fix, or would like to tweak, or would like to make better about ourselves, even though we try to tell ourselves each and every time and every day that I'm perfect. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, for me, and this is my confession, but I do struggle from body dysmorphia. Maybe to not an extreme case like, you know, a lot of persons, but for me, my weight has always been like, I've always been obsessed with my weight. Like, I get very, very uncomfortable when, you know, I would gain. I literally used to read the nutrition facts on food. I used to follow the 2,500 carbs diet that you normally see on the nutrition chart. And this wasn't when I was in my adult years. This was when I was a teenager. This was probably when I was like maybe 9 or 10.
Too many people are moving around and I'm not hearing y'all clearly. So Robin, speak up, and whoever is moving around or doing something, can you please stop?
I'm sorry. I had to get a water.
Oh, my bad. How about now? Are you guys hearing me now?
I was hearing you fine.
Much better.
You're hearing me fine before, Shane?
Yep, I heard every word you said.
Okay. But for Shannon, who was not hearing me, I was just confessing that I too struggle from body dysmorphia. And I was just, I realized where it stemmed from, you know, back to when I was in high school, where I wouldn't necessarily say that I starved myself, but I was so obsessed over wanting to be this slim, you know, almost twink-like person, where I literally would like severely watch how I eat. And even now, like, my weight always fluctuate. Like, one moment I would be, you know, all fat and thick and whatever, and then for another moment, like, just the weight just like completely gone. And it is something that I know I have to like really deal with, but it is a, you know, an ongoing struggle for me. It is something that I, you know, consistently have to do some really self-reflection and try to find some self-love. But yeah, you know, I suffer with insecurities about my weight, and as much as how I have this facade of being this super confident person, there's always going to be something about yourself that you are insecure, where no matter how you try to like fight it and try to hide it, you just sometimes beat your bad, you know. But we're all a work in progress, and it is definitely something that I'm going to try to work on. Yeah. What about you, Sanjay? What are your opinions?
I do too. I agree with everything else said. I struggle with it too, but mine stem from me being, I'm a very stressed person. And whenever I do get stressed, I stress eat. And I stress eat a lot. So, and that will just make me like, I grew up fat. I was a fat, chubby kid growing up. Ooh. I got it from an early age, from maybe primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're fat, chubby bottle, all of those stuff. So, and then when I got to high school, you know, I have to do like PE class and those and such forth. So I lost dramatic weight in high school, like straight out of high school. Like I lost like a good amount. I was like a small tummy and everything. And then outside of that, you know, school ended. I don't keep up with my day-to-day activity. Went back to that to that person I was in primary school. So yeah, I do struggle with it. But now, if you call me out of my name with something like that, it doesn't bother me that much, because I've dealt with that since primary school. So I'm not in my adult age and someone like try to bully me about it, and I don't feel any way toward it that deeply. I feel some type of way, but not deeply where I want to like fight you or something. But I do like might come home and cry or something, but not to fight you. So I do struggle with that a lot too. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, we're definitely all a work in progress. And, you know, we definitely have to recognize and understand that this is a real thing. As we say, everybody, you know, is affected by this. Everybody have some local insecurities. And as we say, I do. Try to work on it. Are there things that we can do that helps, you know, us to feel, you know, more self-love? Are there any suggestions that you can give, Shane?
For me,
Well, I'm getting to you, Sanjay.
It all depends on the person. I can't speak for everybody, but it is all about finding comfort in yourself, as Sanjay said. When you find that comfort in yourself, it doesn't seem so bad to you if you're not the perfect weight that you see on TV or in magazines or whatever. You get more comfortable with yourself. So I'm just gonna say, find comfortability in how you look, and everything should be fine.
I love that. You were saying, Sanjay. Yeah.
Oh, I was saying, for me, how I would, I don't know for everybody, but for me, what I found works for me is I need to work out more. Like, I might not be, I don't have an ideal way that I want to achieve, but for me, it's trying to be more active and watch what I eat, because I do eat sometimes way out of what I need to. Like, I have an unhealthy eating habit that I think if I work on that and I try to be more active, I think that for me would make me wholesome. Just that alone for me would make at least bump up the for me a little more in the self-confident portion of me.
For real, you know,
of my real life.
I need to start working out too. But you start at the day, I'm gonna stop. We really need to be consistent with that.
That's for me. I'm not consistent with it either. I'll start now and then whenever the pain starts. Because when you start working out and then the muscles start to cry, that's when I start to stop. When my muscles start to cry out to me, that's when I call it quits.
Love that. All right, so we're definitely going to jump into our next segment. Shannon, Sanjay, guys, tell me, give us the tea. What's happening with the capital? What's happening in the U.S.? What's the update?
Oh, Lord. Shannon?
So, a lot is going on, but let me start by saying, what is going on with America the Great? A riot struck the Capitol with white supremacy on Wednesday, January 6, 2021. The world stands still to watch what was happening. all of this started because the Democrats took control of the House of Senate. Y'all, for real. After 45 lost the election, he started making remarks towards the Senate and also stated that the election was stolen from him. Yep, he said that too. He said a lot more to a crowd of people, telling them to go ahead and march on the Capitol, and a riot started, telling them to break up the voting process of certifying the now president that was sworn in 7-8 hours ago. And hundreds and thousands of people stormed the Capitol, broke in, and did a whole lot of damage. Y'all have heard about it or have seen it. Up to this day, today, 101 person from that riot was arrested across the country, FBI stated. Some of the groups that was there are Proud Boys and 3 percenters flags. Don't ask me what them they mean. I don't know. I didn't get involved in all of that. And also they are non-anti-government groups. Sanjay, what else have you on this?
Okay, so in regards to the group thing, there were like maybe 10 or 15 different groups that were at the Capitol when Donald Trump did that thing that sent out everybody there. So there were different groups, but they were all under one umbrella of like their anti-government. So they were there trying to overthrow, like whether kill, capture the government at that point so they could stop. Because at one point they tried to steal the voters count. So they had to pick it up and run through the exit to get it into a safe place, because they were there to either kill, captured, or destroy whatever property they could get their hands on at that current point in time. So it was a whole...
This literally felt like I was watching a horror movie on my goddamn TV. Honest God, I was like, what the hell is going on here? The ghetto of this. And I'm like, man, like somebody said this on TikTok. Like these people literally call out from them jobs that them even have jobs to begin with, right? Because storm the Capitol. Like this was a goddamn public holiday. And like this felt like it was a coup. You know, this felt like it was a coup. Cause how are please somebody a coup.
Like it was a what?
A COUP. Somebody okay. Please explain to me how all of them people here end up to get past goddamn security into the goddamn Capitol halls. Please explain.
Oh, I was supposed to do that part?
My personal response to this, and I don't know, but I would say, I think as it all stem again from, it's just about white. Because as you can see, there were only white people that was at this thing doing the riot and all those stuff. But if you can take yourself back to when it was with George Floyd's situation, I don't want to go deep into that. You know how the police was retaliating towards black people. So the cops was trying to do their best for me, but they weren't doing nothing. They were just trying to do like a back and pull, a tag and pull situation. So they didn't even try to do much. Because the only thing they tried was pepper spray, and most of them tried to pepper spray the rioters, ended up pepper spraying themselves. It was a whole mess. So I didn't think they'd do enough to apprehend the situation or try to seize what was going on. They didn't, for me, they didn't do their best. And that's why most of them got reprimanded for what happened.
So what do you think could have been done in that case, Sanjay? If that is the case that you're saying, what do you think could have been done?
The same effort that was placed on black rioters at that point should have been placed then and there. Like they didn't do nothing. They were just standing there, just being I don't know, just fashion. I don't know.
Fashion.
If you watch the video, they didn't even do nothing.
I found it hilarious.
Okay, most point in time they did work.
It was hilarious.
Hmm.
I found it hilarious. That?
Everything about the riot?
Fun.
I did too. Yep. It was like a reality show.
The only problem I have is the fact that these people are now on the no-fly list, so whoever... I'm sorry for them. I really am, but I find it completely hilarious.
And you know that the podium that Nancy used as a speaker of the house, someone tried to sell it on eBay as well? For like $400 and something.
How did they even get it?
I don't even know.
You know, obviously, I really don't have any opinions, of course. You know, I'm sticking true to what I said to Shannon. I was just, you know, asking some questions. Because I watched, so I had questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody watched. Everybody watched.
So Shannon,
I mean, it was just, it felt.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Every other country was watching, and everybody
other countries seemed disappointed. Epitome of stupidity.
They're the same,
but they did not expect anything better from Americans, and that is the sad part of it. They don't expect anything better from how they mm-hmm. behave.
Wow, Shannon.
Shannon.
Oh yeah. Y'all said everything. What was that? What else? Well, I don't know.
I'm just asking if anything is close.
No, like y'all know, I'm pro-black. It's all black for me. And y'all have this. I don't have anything to say. This has nothing to do with black people.
I agree.
I agree with that too. And black people was just standing there looking at them. Look at them. Black people was waiting on the stimulus.
Honest, I think there were some black people who were involved in that. I said I would agree. I'm not every black person or black. Like,
no, Marie was Shannon just a while ago.
More and more. Shannon always preaches about it, but I've never actually seen it up close and personal. Mm-hmm.
So guys, I'm gonna hear nothing. No talk about the the inauguration.
I was about to get to that. That's why I asked Shannon if you have anything in closing, so I could just move on up to the inside.
Furnish.
So today was Joe Biden's 46th inauguration. And I tried to get up early this morning to watch it, and for me, it was grand. So he had a lot of celebrity that took part in his inauguration today. We have from Lady Gaga to J-Lo, I think to Andrea Day. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. Andrea Day. She sang that song that called Rise Up. Yeah.
Yes, you're saying it right.
So Andrea Day.
Yeah, yes. You're saying it right.
Yeah, John Legend and many more people. So I got up this morning, and when I turned the TV on, I sat there, brushed my teeth, and I sat on the TV. I was like, okay, let me see what's going on. And Donald Trump left early that same morning before his inauguration, which no one is surprised about.
Inauguration?
You know I can't say certain words.
No, you said it right. I'm saying it.
Stop self-doubting. You're that fine. Is your problem.
Huh?
Self-doubt. Just say it. Even if it's not,
Shannon, I'm not understanding what happened.
I'm saying inauguration because that's how I can say it. That word is too hard.
Inauguration. Oh.
But you were saying it right. I'm saying it back how I say it.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah. A lot of celebrity was a huge turnout.
Hold on. Sanjay, I'm not really cut you. This is a really serious topic. Robin, can you shut up and allow Sanjay to finish? Because you were going to be quiet, so be quiet. Go ahead, Sanjay.
Hold on. Why do you have been literally sitting here listening to you guys?
Shane, what you didn't hear was Robin's stating and saying that he was not gonna say anything, but still saying something.
But I didn't say anything, though.
That's what he always does.
Honestly, I really
you just said something.
So, but we're not going to have this discussion right now. We're moving right along, right, Sanjay? Finish your point, please.
You are not interested, so don't say anything.
So yeah, a lot of star power was at his inauguration today, and former President Barack Obama was there, former President Bush was there, and the Clintons was there, and everyone was. It was a good and a bad thing today, because what Shane said it just now early again. You don't expect nothing better from Americans, because how can you have an inauguration where a leaving president being so petty don't feel the need to show up just to wish his successor, whether you like it or not, just to be there. Be a two-faced if you have to. And just get on with your day. So for me, it was like seeing other former president there, and he just got on a plane and fly out to Florida. Was just like, whatever. But everything went well. It was great. They all left and went to the Arlington ceremony place that they would rest like people from Civil War, and they went there and they did a little gunshot salute. I think for Joe it was sentimental, because that's where his son who served is buried, who was in the army. So he was there, he did a little a little prayer while he was there. Both of them did. They took a few pictures, and then they took a long drive back to Washington, where I was told that he was supposed to sign 17 bills right after the ceremony when he got into the office. So the three bill that I would like to talk about is, he did a bill on immigration. He also did a bill on 100-day mass challenge, and he also did a bill to ban that thing. Trump did a ban on Muslim where they cannot fly into the United States.
Really?
So he did a bill to undo what he did with the Muslim thing. So, yes. Yeah, he banned Muslim from Iran and those places from coming into the country. So he did an executive order to remove that ban. With the immigration, that I like about the immigration bill that I heard was that if you're in the country from and you're an illegal alien and you're here for like a decade, with no criminal sketchy background, nothing, no criminal, nothing. He's trying to get you, get those guys to be a citizen. So I heard that was in the work, and if that's true, I applaud him for that. I didn't get more after he did the executive bill, but he's supposed to, what I was told, that he's trying to make everything diverse. And I've seen that a few times in his cabinet, because Kamala is the first lady who is biracial. I think she's Jamaican and Indian. Her mom is Indian. I think her dad is Jamaican. He's trying to make his cabinet well diverse so he can be informed. For me, what that I see, he can be informed on everything that's going on. So by him being aware of what's going on, he have to put people in the position of where those things affect that group of people, that they can bring what they know to the table to him. And I applaud him for that, because I think he also have a transgender woman who is a part of his assistant medical something. And I was like, that's good, because the trans community do need someone in the house, that, because you know, they go shoot where they have to get their medical stuff, and the transition sometimes, most hospital or most state don't want to do that. So I applaud him for that. And if he do anything else, this today was like, yeah, for me, I was like, I'm watching you still, but what I see today was really good. Anything to add, Shannon? In regards to what I just...
No, what's your thought, Shane? Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
I was completely in shock, because I did not know all of that that Sanjay just listed out. That is horrible that he put a ban on Muslims. I'm still in utter shock, honestly.
For 4 years?
I'm still in utter
last
shock.
Year. I think that was from last year. He did something like that last year.
That was 4 years ago. That was his first order.
Shit. Like...
Oh.
Why do you think there was no planes going in and out from that country?
I honestly... From the Middle East. I did not think about it. I really didn't.
Yeah, that's true, Shannon. And the same time when he did that bill for the wall, and I think he's trying to he had a bill for that as well for the wall that he was trying to build.
Yes, and he that as well returned that to stop building the wall. And another one was to reunite all the children that were separated and put in cage back there.
DACA.
And
yeah.
The DACA one was to secure the outcome of what was going on, which that is different from the cage, from the children that was in the cage. So that is two different bills.
Okay.
But he signed 15 bills between...
I heard it was 17.
I heard 15 just now on the news. Between today and tomorrow, they had their daily press briefing, also was just on an hour ago. A lot is going on. And what I really and truly like about this president is that he is like 8 or 9 hours in and he's already working. That's what I want to see, working. I'm not saying don't be skeptical about what's going on around you, always. But make sure that you look at the work that anybody is doing. Because if they are going to be great, as my mother always say, if carrot go good, you see shoot from the root. And you know. So once he puts his root down, he starts working. And that's how you know it's going to be good. So anything at all that you see is not going the way it's supposed to go, as they stated, as the press secretary stated, and I agree, we're not always going to be on the right, on the same side. I'm going to,
yeah, I saw
you
that
need
too.
To correct me. You're going to be wrong and I'm going to correct you. But at the end of the day is we are trying to push from this house the right information, the correct information. And that's what the people want. We want to know what is really and truly going on, because I don't trust the government that was coming out. Anything that they're saying, I don't believe and I don't trust. So if that President 45 would have told me to run, I would have walked, because there must be a reason why my tell me to run, or it might be a lie. Mm-hmm. All on this platform knows that 45 is a liar. And anybody that associated themselves with him, I consider a liar. Because he has never said anything factual that you can stand on and say, yes, I saw it go for true. And that is to say that person was a president of the United States, the United States, the great, is shocking, is all the wrong things that you would not want a president to be.
It's not bringing a ghetto person into a rich community that they don't know. Nothing.
But at least that ghetto person can conform and change. That we are chameleons. We learn how to adapt to our situations. Because I'm ghetto, and I'm always gonna be ghetto. But
I'm ghetto too. But I'm not. I was just talking from that standpoint. Right? I was just using a scenario like that. Because you take me to the rich community, I will adapt. But you know, it's like taking.
I'm
someone
not ghetto.
From, it's like taking a fish from the sea onto the dry land. You don't know what to do.
Listen, God cannot.
Amen.
That dog.
He's not.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So basically, yeah. Shane, we don't want you or Robin say. Can you please just stop and allow us to talk? So basically, what I'm saying is we. Here, like, it is unacceptable for a president to be like that, is what we know.
Based on how they carry themselves and how they portray themselves to be. Yes.
From 1913 yes. till now, that is always, no matter how a sore loser they are, the things that 45 has done is so shocking and out of this world that people were like, oh.
So Shana, can I ask you a question when you're finished?
Sure. And people were like, oh, he is one of us. He's regular and that's why he acts this way. No regular person acts that way. That has daddy issues written all over it. That product needs to be returned to the factory. It needs therapies. It needs, what were they? he needs a lot of stuff to be done to him, because I don't that
in the cat scan.
He needs a lot of stuff to be done to him. I think at this point he needs to be returned to sender. At this point, and that's what I think. That's why it's really important, people, that you go out and you vote. Cause me not tell you, if you see somebody with that is in your district or in your area, and that person, senator or governor or whatever, is not doing their job to the best of their ability for you, then that person is not for you. You need to vote them out. Get rid of them. You put them in there, you hire them, you can fire them too. And never in ever think that you do not have the power to change anything. You hold the power in your hands, and that is voting. What's your question?
Oh, I was going to say before that, one more thing the press secretary said too that I like. She said they're going to try to do daily briefing that the other administration failed to do. Like, they want to do regular, they want to keep the American people in the know at all time whatever is going on. Even with the pandemic, when numbers going up, when the numbers going down, they want to do a regular briefing that the other administration didn't even do for like even 2 months.
Right.
The past 2 months.
Right, because he was mad that he's coming out. So he wasn't even updating us on what was really and truly going on. We just hear from the grapevines of what was happening in the White House and the bills that he was passing and the bans that he was doing. And it was a whole mess. To me, I don't think nobody else in history can come and do worse. I'm not speaking on it too fast, but I don't think anybody would actually come and do any worse than this 45. I'm being honest. Sure. Robin, you can go ahead now if you want to continue.
That was a very interesting segment, guys. It's always great to, you know, hear your updates and your feedback as to what's going on in your area. So, love that. All right, so we're gonna, you know, move on to another segment. So, as we talk about international affairs, I want to talk about a topic that I did a little bit of a research on. Why is the, you know, Jamaican passport so weak? So, this year, I had on my New Year's resolution that I wanted to travel to Barbados. And what's crazy about that is I literally had to research. If I needed a passport to go there, don't laugh at me, please. But, you know, it turns out I only needed my passport. But what's interesting about that is while researching, I took a look at how many countries I could actually travel outside of Jamaica with just my passport. But here's the thing. In 2020, there was a ranking used by the IATA, that's the Air Transport Association. It's literally a ranking. There's a data and a ranking system called the Visa Free Scoring System used, where basically them list out all of the countries where you can travel wherever without the usage of, you know, documents like visas and stuff like that. And that is definitely important. And Jamaica actually has a ranking of 58. So we can actually go to like 86 countries without the requirement of a visa. And this might actually look like it's a lot of places that you can go, but take a look at Barbados. Barbados can go to 161 countries without a visa. And St. Kitts and Nevis, they can actually go to 156 countries. So it really begs the question, like, what is the reason that our passport strength on an international scale pales in comparison to other countries like Barbados and, let's say, Trinidad and Tobago? Because in terms of that specific ranking, I believe the only country that is lower than Jamaica is Haiti and Cuba. I think one other country. And
who would want to leave Cuba, though?
Have you Cuba nice.
No, but I've seen it on pictures and videos, and it looks very nice.
If you want to live in a communist society, go ahead.
I would share my wealth. I think you should share. That's what's wrong with us as a whole. We don't like to share.
There's definitely more to it than sharing and breaking bread.
I'm looking from outside looking in. I know a lot of people don't like it, but to me, right now, looking from outside in, I don't see a problem with it. Maybe when we go see the problem. But you know,
I'm going to show you information of, you know, how communism works and how it has its pros for sure, but it definitely has some serious cons. We can't really get into all of that right now. But you know, the Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, you know, once indicated that a reason for, you know, this low ranking is a mirage of, you know, reflection of problems that the country is facing actually on an international scale. You know, we have a lot of things affecting the image, like we're plagued by local crimes. We have a really bad crime rate in Jamaica. Major corruption, especially in government. And also its strict anti-homosexual policies, which of course all stains the country's image. And it would want to force international investors to not want to invest in the countries, may run them away. And this could mean definitely less revenue for the countries for persons coming in and out. You understand? And if there is no diplomatic relationship that can be established, then all of that is going to take into place as to where we can actually go without having a visa, if you guys are following what I'm saying. Right. So I feel that, you know, all of these things that we love so much are not enough to draw people to our country and to allow us to be able to have all these diplomatic relations, which is what Edmund Bartlett is really trying to establish. He's been imploring to the Minister of Affairs, and then Mr. What's his name? A.H. Nicholson. And we really have to focus on being more strategic, having more diplomatic relations, and being more steadfast, especially in international trading. Because for me, it has always been so disproportionate as how Trinidad can ship so many things to Jamaica, but at the same time, we can do the same. If you really look at the level of the import versus the export, and I feel like a lot of those things we definitely need to work on. I am not completely educated in this particular subject, but there is definitely a real reason why in a Caribbean country, in the Caribbean area, we can only go literally 86 places, and have Barbados, we can go to 161. What are they doing that allows them to be able to travel to so many countries that we're not doing? You really have to think about it. And I feel like it's definitely something where the Minister of Affairs really need to look into, especially going into the new normal, for sure. And we don't really have much faith in the new Ministry of Affairs, but I feel like if they can fix the issue, I feel like, you know, we can allow it to continue to grow. Because back 4 years ago, we were at 50, and now we're at 58. So I think there is still growth, but I just wish it would be more exponential. But yeah, that was, you know, my little take on that. And, you know, we're gonna go into a little nice quick segment. I want to talk about, you know, the song for the week that I want to leave with you guys. You know, I found the song today and it's absolutely amazing. I don't know if you guys know it. It's called, it's a Taylor Swift song. It's called State of Grace. It was from her Red album. Shannon, you listen to that album. I don't know if you remember that song. But it's, you know, it's definitely an amazing song. It's called State of Grace.
What's the song called?
Taylor Swift was really in her writing bag in that era, the Red era. She was really in her writing bag. So, you know, for me, that will be the song of the week, Taylor Swift, State of Grace. Shannon, you want to tell us what will be the word of the week? While Shannon gets that, Sanjay, you want to tell us what the quote of the week is?
Sure. The quote of the week is, don't be hard on yourself. It's okay to have a moment of uncertainty about life. It's a transformative period to find your purpose.
Can you say it again for the people in the back to hear?
Sure. Don't be hard on yourself. It's okay to have a moment of uncertainty about your life. It's a transformative period to find your purpose.
I'm definitely going to take that in. I'm going to absorb it. I'm going to use it in my daily life. Amen. All right, so Shane, ooh, bitch. I'm seeing that you're supposed to tell us what the wine of the week is. Did you go out and do wine tasting?
Listen to me. I already have a palate for wine. Huh? Don't come for me.
Sorry.
But if you are for affordability, I always say grab yourself a nice bottle of Barefoot. If you like sweet wine, there's the Moscato. If you like an old red, you can go for the Sauvignon Blanc. No, that's white. Go for the Merlot or the Cabernet Sauvignon. If you like dry, you know Pinot Grigio is always the best.
Okay. I was just simply asking you to tell the kids, what is your pick of the week? Remember, I mean, that just really sold out of them.
Go away.
But thank you so much, Shane. So, Shannon, you have our word of the week for today.
It is pressure. Do not pressure yourself into trying anything if you don't feel comfortable. So, you know, take it slow.
Pressure.
P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E.
Pressure.
Soup.
Pressure.
Pressure.
Right.
Oh my God, guys.
Oh, God.
We have reached the end of our wonderful episode. This is season 3, episode 1. And this is the start of a very lengthy season. Yes, bitch. No more 10 episodes. We're going longer. I'm not going to tell you how much episodes. That will be a surprise. Come up in here. But it's definitely going to be longer. And we're going to come back with a lot of, you know, tricks and shenanigans and all these things. So stay tuned, people. We love you. Thank you so much for making it. We got issues. Bye, guys. Later.
Bye.
Bye.